begins with a terrorist attack yesterday in the nation of Afghanistan. Officials say a suicide bomber detonated a massive explosive. It was hidden inside a water delivery truck. The attack was made during the morning rush hour in the Afghan capital of Kabul. It was in an area packed with commuters, people shopping, children going to school. International embassies nearby were damaged in the explosion, and at least 90 people were killed and around 400 were wounded. This was one of the deadliest attacks Kabul's seen in recent years, and it happened a few days into the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. When we produced this show, no one had claimed responsibility for the blast. In fact, the Taliban, a violent group that used to rule Afghanistan, said it was not responsible. U.S. troops have been serving in the country for almost 16 years. There are about 8,400 American military personnel there right now. The Trump administration is considering sending more to help fight terrorists in the country.
Afghanistan continues to be blighted by violence. The capital, Kabul, has witnessed the worst of it. Several large vehicle bombs and attacks in recent months, perpetrated by both the Taliban and ISIS.